True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Ramona. Welcome to the men's room.
Ramona.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Hey, Ramona. Have you ever met another Ramona?
Actually, I have met a couple, but it is still fairly rare.
Not my Ramona.
Mike, you said the only Ramona you knew worked with your dad back in the day.
No. Worked with my grandfather back
oh,
in the
wow.
day. Oh, wow. Yeah, my grandfather owned an auction down in Winlock, and she was, I don't know exactly what she did. I was too young at the time, but she worked in the office.
Right. See, if Ramona comes to a party, Ramona, I feel like you'd be the life of the party. Oh, Ramona's coming in a little while. Just wait.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. Okay. So what was your interaction with a critter?
Okay, so on the phone, I told Mike about an interaction with a cat and a dog, but now that you guys have defined critter, I also have a funnier one about a critter being a squirrel. Which would you like to hear?
Sure. Squirrel.
Yeah, give us a squirrel.
People know dogs and their behavior, cats, but a squirrel, not
right.
sure.
Okay, so after our two older dogs have passed away. Apparently, my husband was missing us having pets. So we trained the squirrels in our backyard. There's about five of them, a family of five of them. And so we trained them to take peanuts from our hands.
All right.
So,
are you training a squirrel to do that?
Or, I mean, are you like, feeding look, them?
If my wife said, I have trained my husband to eat lasagna every time I make it. Maybe that's true, but in my mind, like, she made lasagna. I'm going to go ahead and eat that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, like, originally we would throw peanuts out there and feed them, but then we started, like, handing them and holding on to them with our hands, and there was two of them that got really comfortable just taking them from our fingers, and one that would get really close but not actually take it from your finger, so you'd just have to drop it in front of them. So, two of them we trained to take from our fingers.
How long would you hold the peanut in your hand before you drop it for the one that wouldn't take it? I mean, could you sit there for an hour with a squirrel just staring at a peanut and he's not going to make a move for it?
Oh, I don't have that kind of patience. It was like 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I used to have a squirrel I fed when I was 4 or 5 years old in Detroit. Winters
but you were four
bad.
Or five. What was your motivation to feed the squirrels hand feed? Just to see if you could?
Yeah, because we didn't have any pets in our house at the time, and we live on the river, and so there's squirrels and chipmunks and birds and a raccoon and a couple possums that come through our yard because we live on the riverbank.
Are the possums nice? Are the possums decent to you?
They're ugly.
They are huge ugly. They like to go and eat the grease trap from my husband's grove.
They can just get sexier and sexier.
Wait a minute,
all the time.
What does your husband put on the grill?
Oh, everything. That's our main cooking utensil.
Okay, no wonder.
So, he is most excellent at smoking brisket, pulled pork.
Okay, the possum.
Yeah, if I'm a possum, I'm in that grease trap.
Some pork chops.
Respect for the possum, so. Then. Okay, I dig it.
I'm not a possum. I kind of want to eat your grease trap.
That might be a euphemism, Ramona. We cannot confirm.
It's a hell of a pickup line.
Yeah. Hey, Mama.
Hey, girl. I'm not a raccoon.
I'm going to be the possum to your grease trap.
Can I see that grease trap?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ironically enough, there is news of squirrels, believe it or not, in the world of baseball and baseball cards. They say the newest Yankee stands about 7 inches tall, tops the company behind the Major League Baseball cards, is out with a new card, a rookie card, featuring a squirrel that charmed New York fans a couple weekends ago. At one point, the thing was the critter had a somewhat of a stare down on the mound with a Yankee pitcher, Max Fried.
A stare down.
Or Fried, whatever his name is. Yeah. I think I just said, he said, Max, okay, buddy, let's go. And he just did his thing. I thought he was going to attack me. Definitely a little bit strange, but it's all in good fun. So Topps christened the squirrel a Yankee for its card. I would have to think at some point in time that that card is going to be worth a little bit of money.
If they do it in a limited release, that card will definitely be worth money. At least it's rookie card. Who knows next year?
They should have also done one of the bird that Randy Johnson killed.
Oh, yeah. Back feathers day, raining out
explosion.
Of the air.
Yeah.
That'd have been a really popular card.
Did you have you heard about these blue squirrels? I can't remember if it's local or just somewhere in the States.
Blue?
Blue.
I've seen black ones.
Okay. Well, these are blue squirrels. And so they're on the news the other night, and you're looking at it, and it's like, this is a blue squirrel. And they explained, there's nothing inherently wrong with the squirrel. Authorities believe someone's going around, and they're spray painting the squirrels when they're asleep.
Yeah.
But the thing is, as the story continued, they said, but the experts... they don't understand how you pull that off.
No.
They're like, we don't know how you sneak up on a sleeping squirrel and then spray paint it, but this person, I guess, has been doing it for like a month.
It's like a Smurf.
So you're looking at it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't figure out how you do that.
I wonder if they set a trap for it.
Oh, then spray paint it?
You know what? Well, not necessarily spray paint it, but you know, you have like a little food reservoir or whatnot, and when the squirrel goes to eat it, then it just... right.
Like the thing at the bank.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exploding packets all over it.
You might find out that a squirrel's a bank robber.
Blue squirrel!
Ah,
I mean, you know, very inhumane, but the idea of it's comical.
They said, they did it. They said the squirrels seem fine. They're just blue. There's nothing wrong with the squirrel.
Some researchers tag them with, you know, on the ear. We just spray paint them.
Like the people that make their dogs pink and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I always look at them like, did he ask for that?
No.
I mean, the squirrel did not. I know the squirrel's probably, this is ridiculous. But the poor dog. I mean, because dogs know when you're laughing at them.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So there's a woman in our neighborhood who has this, sometimes blue, sometimes pink. So I think the dog's hair is white. It looks like one of those doodles or whatever, kind of like what Migs just got. But, I mean, I looked at the dog and said, golly, he looks like a snow cone.
Yeah.
Because he did. And I started laughing. And
like a real poodle.
The dog.
Well, they have to know. When I was in Baltimore, I lived near this armory. I was unaware that the armory once a year did one of those best in show, dog show kinds of things. But anyway, I'm out walking my dog. There is an extraordinary number of cars that all these people are pulling out, like purebred dogs. But this one woman who's kind of warning me, not me, but my dog, to stay away from her dogs, blah, 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 blah. She had two standard poodles, and both of them, I don't know why people do this. It's like those bulbous hedges that people trim, or like they're covered in pom-poms kind of thing, you know, where they shave their legs. But
yeah.
And I started laughing my ass off. And this woman looked offended. And I'm like, look, man, I get it. You're doing whatever kind of weird-ass fashion show you dog people do, but your dog looks goddamn ridiculous.
So they already look silly. So if you spray paint one of those, or paint one of their hair, kind of because those pom-poms, they go, all right, it's a poodle. And poodles, doodles kind of come off dumb, but I like them. Poodles come off as pompous.
But do they come off as pompous because poodles are pompous, or do they come off as pompous because of people that shave them down
exactly,
like that?
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
I mean, it's kind of like JonBenet Ramsey. Like, I don't think she dressed herself like this and went to a pageant. This is the parents have
right.
made this
yes,
decision.
Back to painting them blue or yeah. pink. I mean, those cuts make them look ridiculous.
But even my dog looks at this dog, at least this particular dog I had, like looking at the poodles, gave me that look that dogs give you when they're kind of confused.
Like, is this a dog?
It smells like a dog. It's acting like a dog. But that can't be a dog because it looks like
that. If I'm a dog, I'd pet a coyote before I'd pet a poodle because they don't look real. They look ridiculous. And they're nippy as hell.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, they're.
You know why?
They're.
Because they look like that.
I'd be mad too.
Yes.
Someone did that to my
yes.
hair. It's like when your girl comes home and she's crying. You're like, what happened? You're like, look what they did to my hair. And I'm like, I didn't know they did anything. And you're like, you can't see it. I got a haircut today. I'm like,
no.
Yes, it looks great.
But they're colorblind. They can't tell that they're a different color.
No.
What's that?
They're colorblind. They can't tell that they're a different color.
I don't think it cares.
You don't think the poodle
that dog
cares?
Is I mean, pompous. I don't think it's the owner.
I saw one not terribly long ago, like within the last few days. The dog kind of matched the owner because I forget where I was, but I think it was in a store or something like that. And mom was checking out, and there was a dog that was in there on the ground. This black dog, the little black dog, and it had like a pink little mohawk thing going on.
There's a little
and I was like, you know, that doesn't look too bad.
There's a little corgi this woman walks. She's got pink blue hair, whatever. Her head looks like a snow cone, and she paints the dog sometimes too.
Right.
So,
I mean, it happens with humans.
Like a
sometimes you meet somebody, and I'm not positive.
Yeah.
You can't tell by the hair. It's short, and it's red. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're a man. I don't know if you're a woman. I don't know what to say here.
Right.
They got it up on the board at Rudy's. You want a snow cone?
You want a snow cone?
$30. Buscott. Snow cone.
You want the snow cone?
Doesn't it? They look, people look like... It's a good look. I like it. It works for a lot of people.
Some people can pull it off. Some people, it's like, did you lose a bet?
Mm-hmm.
There's people you can tell they did it voluntarily. Other people, I'm like, what did you bet on that you had to do that? I said, I didn't bet on anything. Oh, that's a choice. My bad.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-RIDE.
And if you're a gym bro and you have long hair and you've painted it pink, I just assume you're going through something.
You know a gym bro who's got long pink hair?
Yeah.
Do you know them? Know them?
No.
You're just
saw
assuming.
Picture.
You should walk up and just ask him.
It's like I'm not going to ask the Joker if he's okay.
Right. Chances are, answer's no.
Right. So I'm just like, it seems like we're at the end of whatever we're going through here.
Not going to ask the Joker if he's okay.
Right.
You cool, man?
Right. Your makeup says you're not.
Yeah, but I can't tell.
All right.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.